morning, everyone. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary J. Mack and the wonderful Benny.
Hi, ladies.
Hey,
how's it
Benny?
Going?
Good.
What a beautiful day today, and we've got a great show for you. For those of you who are new to the Mary J. Mack Show, let me tell you a little bit about her. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She does the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System, which is a technique of muscle testing the body, finding out what your deficiencies are, recommending a whole food nutrition product, which gets into your system, brings it back to balance, and perfect health. So she's pretty amazing. For those of you who are new, she is my mom. And she is going to be taking your calls today. And we have a new call-in number just for today. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, you can give us a call at 425-373-5530. And with that, I'd like to welcome Mary Jane.
Hi, everybody. Yes, it is a beautiful, beautiful day here in the Northwest. So we are very happy to be here and not in the Midwest.
Exactly. I know. 80 is going to be a little warm for me. I like 75.
You like the calm at 75?
I like 75.
Cool 75 breeze. In the morning, 75 in the evening.
Exactly. Nice cool breeze. 80, I don't know. Can get a little hot. But yeah, this is our actual summer has started in the Northwest, so we're thrilled. So we're going to be talking about today, how healthy are you? How healthy are you? A lot of us think we're pretty healthy, only to find out we're not that great.
Well, it's what you get used to. It's all how you feel, and you get how you get used to the way you feel, and you don't realize how bad you feel. People say, "Well, I never knew how bad I felt till I got better."
Until I started feeling, yeah, that's true. Because we do, we get used to feeling a certain way, thinking we're really good. I like when we have callers, and you'll ask a question, "How's your digestion?" And they're like, "Oh, it's good, it's good." And then you'll say, "Well, do you ever kind of get bloated and feel gassy?" Well, yeah. Well, I mean, so it's just bringing awareness to things that we don't really think of on a daily basis.
Exactly. And it's the same thing when people come to the office. They might come in for one thing, and they don't realize all the other things that are going on. They don't think about it until later till we talk about it. So it's about looking at, are you feeling the best you could be, or are you just getting along? Do you just get up in the morning, you're tired, do you think that's normal? And like during the day you think, a lot of people are tired, so this isn't so unusual, until you get so tired that you can no longer function.
I sometimes notice that I feel really, really good, and then sometimes after lunch, eat a lunch. Doesn't matter if it's a light lunch or a salad or a sandwich. Then I always kind of get that, okay, I'm ready for a nap now.
That's because you're not digesting.
So
when that happens, that definitely is a sign. When people are tired after they eat, it's definitely because it's a sign that you're not digesting your food, and all the blood is going to your stomach to help you digest it. And you don't have enough hydrochloric acid to make that happen and get in your system. So then your body kind of shuts down and is trying to get that going.
So you get that tired, want to take a nap. So that's just another, thing that people might not think about. You might just get used to after eating lunch, time for a nap. But there is something you can do about it. The thing with Mary Jane's clients is she has a lot of people who come in who have serious illnesses, and then she has a lot of people that come in to, as she said, just be better than, be the best they can be. She also does pets, small children. She's had some people come in for infertility who she's helped out. She has quite a few babies that she has
pregnant,
racked up over the years. So she's pretty amazing.
Well, the whole idea is no matter what it is that you have going on, what I do is follow a system, the Accelerated Performance System, and in that system, I do the same thing every time with every person, every animal, whoever you are. And it's a form of muscle testing and or kinesiology. And when you do muscle testing, your body has all the answers, has every answer from the time you were conceived. So there's different techniques to tap into the body to figure out emotions and when they occurred and what happened and how that's affecting your body. Everything is connected. So with this system, when I do the muscle testing and I follow your body in order, I do the exact order every time, your body will tell me exactly the number one priority, number two, number three. And usually when we take care of the number one or two, all the rest get better. And that's why it's so exciting what I do. People come in with a list, might be a long page, but there are, all those things could be connected to one or two things. And when you get that taken care of, well, everything gets better. And then you do the fine tuning to see what comes up, what the other layers are. And it could be just minor things, or it could be things that have bothered you through the years, but you didn't pay that much attention to.
Again, she has predictable results. For those who are dedicated listeners, we love and appreciate you. For the new people, I did forget to mention that she is a holistic intuitive. So she's got the gift. It's quick, easy, effective, and again, predictable results. That was a little tricky word to say. Having some issues there this morning with my speech.
Well, I use Biotics Research Nutrition, and when you take that, their nutritional products are consistently, when you get a bottle, they're consistently the same. And that's why we have such predictable results. I know when I do your formula or your program for what you need, when you take that nutrition, the idea of the nutrition is to feed your body and give your body what it needs to heal itself. And it's pretty difficult to get that in the food today. And when I'm doing, when I'm giving you the nutrition products, they're very specific and right on, so it gets the job done faster.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So we have our checklist of common health issues. Mary, should we start with the head?
Well, the common health issues are so, you know, one is so related to the other. And when we talked about this last time, we had so much feedback on it that people wanted to hear more about the different situations and how they affect the body. And so it's like one thing, you know, if you have trouble with your eyes and vision, is it really coming from your eyes? Where you go to the doctor, they treat your eyes and that's it. But what I'm looking for is what's causing the issue. Like if you have glaucoma or blood vessel problems or retina issues, there's another cause, something else that's causing that inflammation. And when you take care of the inflammation in the body, it resolves the issue in the eye, and then you don't have a major blow up of blood vessels and problems.
Yeah, so it's not about the symptoms, it's going to the root cause, which is what you're able to do with the accelerated performance system. Well, little allergies. I bought one of those little air fresheners to put in my car. You plug it in the vent. And first couple of days, it's going good. My car's smelling good. And then all of a sudden, I noticed I started getting really congested, got a cough. My mother's looking at me like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did that. And then I realized, what was the only change here? Well, I was poisoning myself with the air vent clip in the car. As soon as I took it out, got rid of it, all my symptoms cleared up. She's still looking at me, shaking her head.
Unbelievable.
She can't believe I did that.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of when it gets hot, I wanted that, you know, fresh, clean scent in my car. But anyway, so that's thinking I had allergies, but...
Well, a lot of allergies come from a lot of cleaning products in the house. Again, they come from the drains, the fumes from the drains. They come from obvious things. It's not like you have to... In rooms, like kids' rooms, the quilts, the stuffed animals. The easiest, when you're stuffy when you go to bed or you get up in the morning, the best thing to do is take all your bedding and throw it in the dryer and freshen it up and get the dust out. And that can make a major, major change.
All right. It is time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Yeah. I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally, you're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'd like to thank Benny for that upbeat chair dancing music. I like it. Okay, here with Benny, Mary Jane, and myself, and today we're talking about how healthy are you? If you have a question for Mary Jane, please give us a call at 425-373-5530, and she will be more than happy to answer any of your health questions or any questions you may have at all about yourself, a child, a pet, family member. Nothing is too complicated for her to handle. She's looking at me again. She's got that smile. She's got that smile, mischievous smile. Oh, it's good to be back. I missed last month, so.
No, we're happy to take your calls, and it's fun hearing from you and getting feedback, and we get a lot of good feedback after the radio about from all the listeners, so it's great to be here and share some information.
Okay, where are we going, Mary Jane?
Again, the biggest concern of most people is digestion. We always talk about that, whether it's your stomach. And the organs that affect your digestion are your stomach, your gallbladder, bile duct, and your kidney. All those things can affect your digestion in some way. So sometimes when you're going to the store and trying to figure out, well, you've got a stomach problem and you're trying to figure out what to take, and you stand there, so many products, and you have no idea. That's the difference that we make in our office. When you come in, we're able to tell you exactly what your problem is or what your concern is and address that, whether it's your stomach, your gallbladder, your bile duct, your kidney. And in a short time, it makes an amazing difference. I have clients going into the doctor, and the first thing they usually give them, no matter what it is, because they really don't know what it is Prilosec or some type of antacid. And when you take an antacid, that's usually, most people need hydrochloric acid. And when you take an antacid, it stops the production of hydrochloric acid. So it temporarily makes you feel better, but it's actually making you worse.
Is that for that reflux?
That's for reflux, heartburn, because that can come from, again, a heartburn can be you don't have enough. Usually, you don't have enough hydrochloric acid. Now, a simple solution for people to do, too, is incorporate some apple cider vinegar, because apple cider vinegar helps convert your stomach and helps with your digestion. It's a simple way, that something you could do that probably will help you. And then when you come in, we're able to really determine what's really going on and get to the nitty-gritty and make you feel good. Remember, if you're not digesting, then when you eat, you don't get the nutrition out of your food. So then people are saying, oh, I'm gaining weight, I just feel bloated all the time. Well, that's because if you don't get the nutrition out of the food, then you do gain weight, because all that food rots and putrefies in the gut because it doesn't get broke down, digested, and absorbed. And that's why people get bloated and feel gassy. So when you get your body balanced, and a lot of people say, well, how did I get this? Which is always an amazing question. How did I get this? Well, most of the time it's from the food you eat. It's
microwaving.
Microwaving, huge, huge, huge. And people will say, oh, I just microwave a little bit. You shouldn't be microwaving at all. And, you know, they hardly sell microwaves anymore, Nancy. Or when you go to new houses, they don't even, most of the time, they don't even have them in the main area, at least. That because the convection ovens are so healthy and good for you. So it's the food you eat, it's how it's prepared. I see what, especially people eating out, it doesn't matter what restaurant you go to. You can get bacteria. Like if you cook in a microwave, you get a lot of bacteria and toxins in your stomach. So then those toxins, that's like the beginning of H. pylori. So then those toxins build up and they can go up your esophagus into your sinuses and cause you a little bit of sinus or ear problems. It's like having bacteria in your head. You can have headaches, not feel congested, and the other. So that those are some of the things that happens from a toxic stomach. But those toxins also go when they go in the other direction. Then you could have diarrhea. You could have your kidney can be inflamed. Your bladder can be inflamed. You can have an incontinent bladder. People will say, I just have to go to the bathroom all the time. Or another thing is, I couldn't make it to the bathroom. I had such urgency that I had no warning and my bladder just let loose. That's from a toxic stomach. It's so much bacteria that it irritates the bladder, and that's the end result.
And also microwaving, no nutritional value whatsoever to your food.
No.
Because it kills everything that you're cooking.
It's like eating plastic. Yeah.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah.
So the solution for that is a little apple cider vinegar to help your stomach. The number one recommendation would be to make an appointment with Mary Jane if you have any of those symptoms or notice anything like that. You can give her office a call at 888-777-4232 and get an appointment to see how healthy are you. Also, if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 425-373-5530. So we have our toxic stomach, the gallbladder, which you often talk about, we talk about all the time, which can get your favorite word, sludge. For those of you who are new, sludge is the old food that you can't push through because your body doesn't make enough bile, correct?
Right.
Kind of.
Yeah, you don't have enough bile to dilute it and push it through. And the other thing is it gets so clogged up in your gallbladder that your body, you know, when the number, I score everything from 0 to 10. And when the numbers go, when you get really full of sludge or things aren't working, the numbers are very low. When those numbers are low, that means everything is low, like your heart, your thyroid. So now you're not functioning at a full speed. You're basically in a crisis, so not much is happening, and then you're stuck. And until you get things, but you, a lot of people will go and take other supplements from that like for their heart or their thyroid, and they're taking all these other things, and they underneath, if you have a gallbladder that's a 2, it's like whipping a tired horse. And now you're just really making your body work hard, and then you feel worse. Sometimes temporarily you'll feel better, but underneath you're worse.
But isn't it true if your digestion is off and you take maybe prescription medications or whatever it is you're taking, you're really not getting the full benefit because you're unable to absorb that into your system?
Yeah, even with medications. You know, the nutrition even makes people that are on medication work better, because if your body's not functioning, then what they do is give you more and more medication. Because when you have blood tests or any type of tests that they do, they may be out of balance. And especially if you have a gallbladder or liver, your liver function or kidney function can be off. So then they start treating you for those things, and it's really a false positive. It's not really an accurate test. And when people come in with those tests, I just have them put them on a program, get everything working again, and send them back to their doctor to be reevaluated.
And you've had a lot of clients that come back in, you know, a couple of weeks or a month with totally different
results. Absolutely. People that doctors wanted to do biopsies on their liver, and then when they go back, the nurses would say, "Oh my gosh, what did you do?" And because it's made such a difference.
So it's not always Mary Jane's not about treating the symptoms. She's about finding the root cause that's creating all these crazy symptoms in your body to bring you back to balance again, so you can be healthy, have your energy, digest your food.
And remember, everything is backed up with emotions. So you still have to go back to those, you know, what's going on. And again, people say, "Oh, why do I keep getting a gallbladder issue? Why do I keep getting a kidney issue?" It's because there's still something you're not looking at that's causing, like gallbladder's resentment. Maybe something's happened in the family, or something happened a long time ago that you've kind of buried and didn't really look at so that you could let it go. It's not that you have to relive and dig up these things. It's basically, you know, there's that book, Feelings Buried Alive,
Never Die.
And so it's about looking at those things and letting them go, and you no longer have to carry them. And that's what our journey is. We're always working on different layers of emotions, different layers that's accumulated, and the body will always show what we need to, what's showing up.
What needs to be taken care of first. And, as we all know, the body has the ability to heal itself. It just needs a little bit of help. And that's Mary Jane to recommend the proper nutrition to get in and, as she says, take care of in priority. Because if she went and took care of the number 2 thing, the nutrition wouldn't work. You got to take care of exactly what the body says in order. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. If you jump out of sequence, well, it's just not the right thing to do. And you're not going to feel well, and you're not going to have the results. You're not going to get... Sometimes taking nutrition or supplements... Like even the good supplements, if you have, for example, a gallbladder and you're taking heavy duty, really good supplements to support your heart and other parts of your body, and you can't digest it, that can put you in a crisis, because now your body's working so hard it can't do it. So you have to be careful when you're going out and picking things out off the shelves, or even those things are even worse. And just give us a call and come on in, and we'll be able to figure out exactly what's going on with you and get you back on track.
All right. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll catch you after the break.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com. Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. Have you ever said to yourself, what is this mess I'm in? Believe it or not, part of us wants it. We have asked for deeper work, to understand love, to step into our power, to choose differently. Then when we start engineering the circumstances, we want to control how it unfolds. Let's be honest. It's like asking the universe to help you create something, then saying, well, not like that. I want you to do it this way. If you are ready to shift into your best life, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, our topic is, how healthy are you? I love that. How healthy are you? I'm here with Mary Jane and Benny, who's got the awesome jams.
Hi, ladies. Welcome
back.
Hey, Benny.
You're love the music, better. Benny.
Got some great information for our fellow listeners out there for KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And for those of you who don't know, Benny's looking very sporty today.
Yeah, very sporty with no shoes on. I am running around, literally.
But he's doing a great job.
Thank you, I appreciate
it. He's doing a fabulous job.
Well, when you wear flip-flops to work, which I don't think it really is, I'm not really supposed to. Well, there's nothing that says I'm supposed to, but they make a lot of noise, so it's totally okay.
Yeah, you gotta let, yeah,
but for me to run around, it's a little quieter.
So,
gotta go under the radar.
just going under there. Well, everybody knows now. And for those of you who don't know, he's got really great looking legs. Too,
oh, thanks. So all the years of softball.
I'm not suffering here in the studio. Okay, now we have to really get back. I got to get on track again, get focused. If you have a question for Mary Jane, 425-373-5530. Okay, Mary Jane, how healthy are you?
How healthy am I? Yeah,
how healthy are you?
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about a little bit about, I think I've talked about this before too, is how many young people have panic attacks. It's like amazing how many people have panic attacks, young people. And that has to do with, panic attacks have to do with heart. And usually the thyroid will get racing, and then the heart starts fluttering and racing and go into AFib. And then when the young people come in, 19, 20, 21, you could usually track it. Anything with the heart has to do with a sadness emotion, something that happened to them. So when I ask, it's pretty suspicious when somebody that young has a heart show up. So then I ask, well, what you could actually ask the body, what happened, or how many years ago did this something happen that caused this? And when you track it down, you could ask the body, is it 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year? And when you get to that, the arm will drop, and the person I'll ask, well, did something happen to you during that time? Did somebody die? Did you have a bad relationship? And they usually will always remember something. Either a dog died, a parent died, or was sick. Something happened that they took in that emotion, and it could be real or not real. So it could be something that something that really happened or something they thought happened. And then they take that emotion in, and it gets stored in the heart. Then years later, you start having symptoms of some kind. And that's the same thing for any emotion in anybody. So when you could always, like when they come in, I know exactly what nutrition program to use. But if you don't take care of the emotion, then they still have that coming back. They'll get better, but not as well as when they look at the emotion and are able to let that go.
Well, that's because, isn't it, our when we don't deal with our emotions, they turn into physical symptoms.
Exactly. And there's what I see is a lot. There are this group of people out there who think they are in really good shape. They don't feel they have anything wrong. They're pretty stoic. Usually they have a lot of other emotions stored underneath, and they're just blocking themselves and not even thinking about emotions as being a reality or something that happens.
Or part of the problem. Yeah. Some of these people, you kind of like just see them skating through life and things are going great. And you kind of ask myself, it's like, wow, can that person be that clear of all their emotions and have absolutely no problems whatsoever? But then eventually it all catches up to you.
Absolutely.
It all catches. Because we all have stuff. Everybody, I like to call it baggage. We all have baggage. And I think there's different ways that we can all, clear our baggage, but you're going to have it till the day you die.
Well, and it's not always that complicated to clear it. And it starts with taking care of your body and being healthy. It's what you eat, what you do, what you, music you listen to. It's all the mind, spirit, body, your physical, everything. And you look at every aspect of that and do the best you could do. And the biggest thing is you don't have to put up with not feeling good. A lot of people go along with craving sugar. Their blood sugar is up and down. They can't get through the cravings. They feel like they're going crazy. Again, that's an imbalance in the body. Digestion's off. Your pancreas is off. When you get those things, get the body balanced, those cravings go away. And then, it's all about, I can't lose weight. And no matter what I do, I can't lose weight. Well, most of the time when people say they can't lose weight, they're not doing the right things, for sure. They might not be eating, but what they are eating is usually the wrong things. And the other piece of that is their body totally is out of balance. And when your body's out of balance, you hold on to the weight. Your body won't let it go because it doesn't know if you're going to be okay or not. So, and somebody who's putting on lots of weight, that's lots of emotions, lots of stuff that they're bearing, they're not looking at, and then they're eating themselves through life and trying to make it go away.
Yeah. So a simple little technique to do is whenever you do find yourself eating to, you know, stuff that emotion is make a note. What are you feeling when you're eating that? Chocolate. I know chocolate's a big one for a lot of people. So when you're going through your chocolate phase, what is it that you don't want to feel? Because that's usually what happens. We'll eat to feel happy. So what is it that you don't want to feel?
And also it's when what's going on in what's going on in your family, you know, who's I have people make a write letters often to their family members or whoever it might be, like a mother, a brother, whoever is not talking to them. They're all emotionally upset. They don't hear from anybody. If you write them a letter, and I know that you've heard of this one, you write a letter and every day that you just pour your heart out, let the pen flow. Then every day you reread the letter for 3 days and add to it, and then the fourth day you burn it. It's like instead of talking to yourself all the time and telling yourself all these things, when you write it out and you get it out, you go to another level. And then when you need, you write another letter. But it makes a big difference for you, for your health to start healing and feel better.
And get those emotions out, that anger, that fear, that resentment. I mean, because on paper, you can say absolutely anything you want. So you get it out so you're able to move on and do new and exciting things. Another thing Mary Jane said is about the foods we eat for our digestion. A lot of people think they're eating the right thing. But again, if your digestion's off and you have a bad gallbladder, the worst thing you could be doing is eating a lot of raw vegetables.
Well, when you're really in a crisis and you're not digesting, because that just makes you more bloated. The biggest things for most people to stay away from is dairy and wheat. Dairy and wheat, no matter what, they get you into more trouble than anything else. And just looking at like the paleo diet is a good plan of good clean eating. So, you know, it's about looking at your food. What are you eating? Be a little careful. And then really pay attention to how you feel. Do you want to feel the way you do, or do you want to get better? And everything is connected, whether it's your eyes and you have problems with your eyes. And you know, that's pretty serious when you start having a problem with your eyes, because so many of the issues, when they're just treating your eyes just keep getting worse. And then you go into losing your vision. So that's not a good thing. So you have to figure out what's going on down below. Is it your kidney that's inflamed, that's causing your blood vessels in your eyes to be inflamed? And then get that taken care of so you could get better. I mean, I see people with glaucoma and retina issues and all types of eye issues. Change that when you change what's going on.
What about blurry vision?
Blurry vision can be gallbladder. It can be you're dehydrated. It could be kidney. Again, it's always like, what else is going on with you?
And structural, could be structural.
Structural, if somebody's neck is out or their any part of their neck, that could affect your vision. When you get an eye that twitches, an eye that twitches all the time means your neck is out, your atlas is out. You get your atlas adjusted and the twitch goes away.
So
it is not a big medical. I see people going to the doctor for this, and they really don't know what it is, and they come up with this other thing, you know, a medical diagnosis, and all you have to do is go get, it's pinching a nerve on your neck that's making your eye twitch.
So you just have to get a good chiropractor.
Yeah, or some body worker who does body work, cranial work. Yeah, that's easy to change, but that's a common one. People say, well, my eye just been twitching for days.
Well, I noticed you mentioned dehydration, and now that we're actually starting to get summer here, dehydration is not necessarily about water in your body. Isn't it about the salt?
It's about having the minerals and the salt to hold the water in. Because people will drink tons of water, but if you don't have the minerals to hold that fluid in and the proper salt, then you're not hydrated. It doesn't move. It goes into the tissue and it will make you more bloated versus staying in the blood vessels and circulating it.
I just remember that from a few times I had.
That's a big thing for the summertime. People are lacking, when you're lacking salt, and I'm talking about like natural salt for the body.
We're not talking about iodized
salt.
No,
you should never use iodized salt. That is really bad. You should be using sea salt or a natural salt. But if your body is lacking the correct salt in the lymph system, the fluid seeps out of the blood vessel into the tissue. Those are people, as soon as it gets hot, they don't feel good. They feel sick from the heat.
Is that when your rings swell
you
up?
Your hands get swollen, your feet get swollen, and you just feel awful. And so it's natural salt will help that, but sometimes you need to, there's products that I use that replace the salt in the lymph system. So then that salt pulls the fluid out of the blood, out of the tissue, back in the blood vessel and circulates it.
Now, a long time ago, I don't know if this still applies, in a crisis, you always recommended, look, she's shaking her head, I'm not even going to say it, bag of Lay's potato chip. It was somebody that I knew in Arizona, they had no nutrition with them, or this specific nutrition, and we're, you know, really having a bad time. So,
And that's true. It's like sometimes you just got to do what you got to do to get some, even that salt in you, and it will help you feel better and pull you out of the crisis.
Yeah, it's a temporary fix for if you don't have the nutrition that you need to get you out of the crisis until you can, get you feeling better so you're not feeling like faint
and the products that I use for that, it's something that older people, especially when it's hot, it's something those people, if they were on, they would be feeling great all the time.
All right. You are listening to the Mary J. Maxx Show on Transformation Talk Radio. It's time for us to take a quick break, and we'll catch you on the other side.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at RUIntuit.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the Light Beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Caught me by surprise. I was doing some dancing to Michael.
Yeah.
I am here with Mary Jane and Benny, and today we are talking about how healthy are you? I love that topic.
Well, it's covers a lot.
It does cover a lot.
It's like, are you short of breath? Are you an athlete? Are you going running? Are you doing bicycling? And are you guessing what you need for that performance? Are you coming out as good as you go into it? Those are all things I look at. You don't have to come in a crisis. When you come in as an athlete, I make sure that you're fine-tuned to be the best you can be, no matter what it is, whether it's climbing Mount Rainier, which I've done many times for people, or
gotten them in shape to climb Mount Rainier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's having the right nutrition with altitude and doing that. It's amazing the difference. You put them on a program while they're getting ready and for the climb.
Well, and I remember my dad used to go skiing a lot, and she would, in Colorado, change of altitude. And, you know, dad would take the right nutrition so that altitude wouldn't affect the breathing while I was skiing. So
when you go, talk about altitude. Altitude has to do with your heart. Heart and blood vessels. So when you support the heart and the blood vessels, getting enough oxygen to the heart, people do great in the altitude. They don't have any problem with that.
If you don't take care of that, don't your blood vessels constrict, which makes it harder to breathe?
Right, and it's harder on your heart. You don't get enough oxygen, exactly. And that's when you have the problem with the altitude. So there's little things to do for every situation, no matter what it is. And taking care of your lungs and breathing, it's like you can have, just the breathing can be from any type of, people are using a lot of chemicals still in their yards and around. And so when you're breathing in those chemicals, that affects your breathing and you get short of breath.
Or go into parks where they use heavy duty chemicals, or swimming pools where they have to use a lot of chemicals.
Same with your animals.
Exactly. So we talked about the dehydration, especially in, you know, children, people are outside doing a lot of sports. And the other thing that I just thought of, those lovely Charlie horses that we all sometimes get, does that have to do with
Usually it has to do with potassium and magnesium,
which are minerals.
And it's also when you get the Charlie horses, it's usually because you're dehydrated in the first place.
Exactly. I mean, do you ever get those? Do you ever get that Charlie horse thing where your foot is all contorted and you can't move, you can't shake it out? It's like your foot is stuck and numb and you're just trying to do everything you can to loosen that baby up.
And that's usually after doing some activity or sports thing that you haven't done in a long time.
Yeah. So I think everybody has probably experienced at one time or another that lovely Charlie horse that is debilitating. So
exactly. It's calcium, magnesium, potassium. That will help that, especially if you're doing a lot of sports activities. And the best thing, too, is to stay hydrated.
Yeah. So again, those are all good tips, especially now that the beautiful Pacific Northwest, we have finally hit summer. We're ready for the summer. Okay.
All right. So then the big thing is helping keep it you know, the other thing is keeping your bladder healthy and clean, because that's another common thing with guys, with women. And again, when you have that bacteria in your stomach and it irritates that bladder, you can have, you know, like bladder spasms, inability to empty your bladder, and getting up many times during the night. So that could be as simple as taking care of your digestion to start with. And again, the when you have the bacteria in your stomach, it still goes back to your mouth. You can have a swollen tongue. You can have your tongue can be irritated. You could have cold sores. Sometimes it's if you just take care of the stomach, you can take care of a lot of these things, because it boosts your immune system, because you're getting rid of what's irritating your immune system. And the brain, this is the big one, the brain, when you're spacey and foggy, and this is happening to a lot of people. You think about clearing your energy, putting yourself in a bubble, because when your energy is infinite, and when you're with other people, and if they're tired, they could pull on your energy. And when that happens, you feel spacey, foggy, or feel like you could go to sleep.
You're yawning all the time. You find that you're fine, and then the next thing, you're yawning
out
constantly. Oh, yeah, you go unconscious. That's happened to me. I'll be feeling great, and then all of a sudden, I'll be around someone, and I'll just, like, go unconscious.
So one thing you could do is ask for the positive universal energy to come in and clear all negativity and fill your space with positive energy, and that can make a difference. You just have to remember to do it, because it's a consistent thing.
And the other thing is people can drain you who don't even live in the state. It could be a family member that, you know, is pulling off your energy because you're
phone
in really
call.
Good. It could be anything. So just be aware. My favorite observation is you get on an airplane, you're feeling great, you're excited, you're going on vacation. It's like, woohoo! And the next thing you know, you haven't even taken off yet, and you're like falling asleep drooling, and the person next to you who was like drooling and falling asleep is now like feeling wired and happy.
Yeah. A sure sign of your brain getting drained is when you're drooling. That is like, oh my gosh, better do something fast.
And it's not pretty, people. That's happened to me before. I woke up and it's like, oh my God, it's embarrassing. So you just kind of like,
so yeah. We want you to know that I'm here for you. Our office is in Issaquah, and if you have anything that's keeping you from doing what you want to do and being the best you could be, give Rhonda a call and come on in, and it's an easy visit, and put you on the program you need to do all those things you want to do.
Well, the other thing is if you don't live in Washington State, I want you to know that Mary Jane has clients all over the United States, so you can do phone consultations. So you get the same kind of treatment that you would, that as you would if you came in the office. You just don't get the famous Mary Jane Matt Cog. If here is Mary Jane's office number, it's 888-777-4232. You can also visit our website at MaryJaneMack.com, which is always it's getting updated more and more. So things are happening on the webpage.
Run. Yeah.
So
good. We'd love to hear from you.
We hope everybody has a fabulous day. Enjoy this beautiful weather that we're having, and enjoy the weather wherever you are. And we will talk with you next month. Thank you, Benny.
You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends.